Welcome back in the zone. I'm going to turn my own mic on now. Justin Acri, Wally Hall, presented by our friends at Deltic Timber, who now has a River Through It by Matt Stell as a part of his CD collection. Bringing your collection to three.
It's the only CD I own.
Matty T is here.
I'll put it on cassette. I'll dub it down if you need it, man. Whatever.
Do you have an 8-track?
Victrola.
And an old friend, Mikey Brown, in the house. We got a very special event to talk about coming up here, don't we, Mike?
Yes, we do.
That's good, because I like the break from slobbering all over Johnny Manziel.
We will be back to that.
I hate to do it, but, I mean, just look. Numbers don't lie. You got to recognize the game. And his defense blows, but like Wally said, he's not playing safety, much to Mac Brown's chagrin.
He probably wishes he could.
553 yeah. yards rushing, 8 touchdowns, 3,300 yards passing plus. 73%, the highest completion percentage in all of America, and 31 touchdowns to go. So that's 39 touchdowns responsible for.
He's
going to
be responsible for 4,000 yards and 40 to over that after these next two games.
Yes, and he may have caught a TD or two. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe ran a couple back, fielding punts.
He could definitely be that.
You kicking extra points.
One of my favorite things ever was Colorado, Darian Hagan, the little quarterback that could on the championship team. His senior year, he knew he did not project as an NFL quarterback or probably a receiver either. Mm-hmm. And so he talked his coach into letting him return punts. It's the only time I've ever seen that from a starting quarterback ever
that
in college football.
That would never, ever, ever, ever happen.
Isn't that
ever
awesome,
now?
Though?
That's fantastic, yeah.
You think Matty J couldn't have returned a few punts back in the day?
Matt Jones could have got some yaks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, yards after catch of the punt?
Yeah.
Was that a Yakop?
Mm-hmm.
Yakop Smirnoff?
Yakop yards. I don't know. Matt Jones could have probably sprayed water out of the dead gum bottle from the sidelines into whoever's mouth needed it.
Yeah, trying to tackle Matt Jones is tougher than 9-year-old squirrel. Is that a good use of that?
That's good.
Yesterday he used 9-year-old squirrel on me. I don't even know what the heck that meant.
Well, my country folks know what that means. Yeah. They get tough. You got to put them in a pressure cooker.
What if you put a 9-year-old squirrel in the ground and then cover them with lime? Then what happens?
And you then you grow a bunch of
you
squirrels.
You got an LSU Thanksgiving.
What am I dropping, Wally?
All right, Wall.
Let me get Pete in here, and we're going to talk to Mikey B. What's up, Pete?
Hey, man. Are you talking about Mike Sherman?
Yeah, Mike Sherman. That's it.
Hey, another thing. I think it'd be really funny and actually quite fitting if AJ McCarron wins. I mean, he's been talking about, you know, for the past 3 years or whatever that, you know, he's – or 4 years, I guess, now that he's the game manager or whatever. It'd be fitting for me that he game managed his way into Heisman Trophy. He'd be the third place vote on everybody's ballot, but yet he'd still come out and win. And, you know, I mean, the guy's got as many crystal footballs as he does losses. So
yeah, I'm going to guess
not a bad quarterback.
I'm going to guess that a guy with only 3% of number one or number two votes cannot win, even if he does get everybody's third place vote. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it can happen. I don't think it should happen. I don't think it will happen.
He won't get all thirds. Everybody has a vote, and Alabama's going to have him first. And they're going to have Winston and Manziel off their ballots.
They got to be crackheads, and they should have their votes rescinded.
Mm-hmm. So when you get your ballot,
thanks for the call, Pete.
Do you do it right in the candidate, or is it off from a pool? Or do you get? I guess you get the finalists. List of the finalists.
There's 10 finalists, and you pick three.
And you pick three. Okay.
I wouldn't even have a problem with them inviting somebody else, but I think now at this point. Mariota fell flat in his face. And, again, we talked about it last year. Manziel won the Heisman in large part because he beat Alabama and he had a great game in that game. If Mariota throws for 400, if he has the first half like he had in the second half, he would probably still be in the mix. And everybody's like, oh, it's a foregone conclusion. I'm like, why?
Well, don't you think, though, that perhaps some of that spin coming out of that game is going to affect a lot of those West Coast guys? Because the first thing they started talking about was, oh, he was playing with an injury. And I feel like that's enough. That's just enough wiggle room for anyone that hates the SEC or just hates Southeast football outside of even the conference. Because I think that's enough for them to say Mariota is still the third. Like, I don't think you're going to get two SEC guys brought and then a guy from Florida State in there. I really think Mariota.
I think Jameis has had enough moments where they're getting the attention. Plus, it's a good story.
Yeah.
The sexual assault thing, even though I think there's zero to it. I hope there's zero to it.
Sure.
There doesn't seem to be enough evidence to even report it. I do hate that could impact him, and hopefully they'll wrap that up ASAP one way or the other so he has a fair shot at earning what he deserves. But again, when you look at who is the most outstanding player, Manziel is the most outstanding player.
That's true.
It's not even an argument, I don't think.
But the best player doesn't always win, and here's what McCarron gets a big edge. The ballots aren't due till the Monday after the SEC championship. If he goes into that game, McCarron does, and he passes for 375 yards, and they beat Missouri, all over the country, voters, that's the last thing they see before they fill out that ballot.
That's a valid point, Wally, but
that's why I vote before championship games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to – yeah, I mean, again, it's always what happens at the very beginning and the very end. I mean, that's a psychology thing. Everybody remembers those things on the bookend for whatever reason. But, again, you look at their record with a very shoddy defense. I mean, they have 8 wins.
Oh, I know. And they've got the worst defense I've ever seen.
Horrendous.
Didn't hurt him last year. I think it's going to hurt
him. I think they're the 111th defense out of 123 teams.
That's hard to believe.
And they got 8 wins.
I cannot believe they're that high. And, again, Evans deserves a lot of credit, too.
Yes.
That guy is a freak. But 73%.
Yeah.
I can't get past the 73%. He's actually probably completed 93% of his passes when you count his interceptions.
And he changed his game.
Somebody's catching. Yes.
He's a pocket quarterback
Thank
now.
You. He's rushed for like 700 yards less than what he rushed for last year. That's what he's going to end up rushing for less.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, 600 or 700 yards, whatever it is. It's amazing to me. The guy, yeah, he's willing to sit in the pocket and go through his progressions. I think the guy is fantastic.
He is.
Bill Vickery hates him. He'll never,
for me. He's going number one.
Well, I like guys like Manziel because it's not that he, you know, some people have a problem with his off the field stuff. He's 20 or 19. Manziel is not only good, he's good on his own terms. Like, he's so good, he has to do so many other things that quarterbacks, even 5 years ago, getting on planes to go, you know, glad hand boosters and crap like that, and he still turns out all these numbers, and he's good on his own terms, and he's not caught up in trying to be what everybody thinks he needs to be.
Also,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too, and he also has done – he hasn't even gotten a public in talks, okay? I mean, the guy has not even done anything minor illegal. I mean, it's things that are –
since he was a redshirt freshman.
99 – okay, admittedly. I'm talking about since all the attention got put on him.
Right. Since he got sent home from camp. He hasn't. I mean, that's been.
But even then, there was nothing proven that he didn't. But I'm talking about nothing illegal.
Sure.
He didn't do anything illegal. Oversleeping at the Manning camp, as offensive as that is to most of us who deify the Mannings.
Well, there were a few people who thought he might have been hungover.
Or hungover.
I think he woke up in some random broad's house in Thibodeau
and went, oh, crap. I got Peyton and Archie and Eli. I got to go.
Right.
He called Cooper for a ride.
Yeah.
Cooper couldn't make it in time. He's like, I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry,
yes.
Mannings.
Right.
This old gal, she doesn't have a car.
That doesn't mean they should take the Heisman away from him.
The trolley didn't run from where he was to the passing academy, so, yeah, I shouldn't take his Heisman away.
Because the closest Eli and Peyton got to a Heisman was hanging out with him, so.
Ouch. Burn.
I'm just saying. Drew.
What's up, Dustin? What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm fixing to flip the script on you here a little bit. I'm sitting in my house a couple weeks ago, and I had a stomach ache, and I could barely stand up. So I'll go to UMS, and I'm sitting there, and they send me for a CAT scan. And then, needless to say, 2 hours later, they've cut me. I had an emergency surgery. They cut me from my sternum all the way down to my T-kettle. And for 3 weeks, I've been recovering in my house, talking to the walls, talking to the TV. Everybody's at work. I have nobody to associate with. So I was going to appeal to your good nature to see if you'd give me a crack at those hog tickets, because I'd love to get outside these doors and these walls and take my kids. But I've lost a lot of blood, and I'm not very smart, so I was wondering if you'd give me, you know, an easy question.
That's as good an ask as I've ever had.
That's tough.
So what was wrong with you? Can I ask?
Actually, they removed like 2 inches of my intestine. I had some kind of blockage, but I mean, I'm normally a healthy guy. I played basketball all my life. I thought I had a stomach ache, and then, one thing leads to another. I'm in surgery. So
that's why God gave us 27 feet of intestines.
That's what I was thinking, 2 inches.
Exactly.
I mean, we're supposed to be like a football field long, right?
I think so.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my question.
Okay.
I don't think it's that hard. Yeah, careful over there, Brian.
Oh, it is, too.
Wally thinks it's hard. I don't think it's that hard. Okay, Arkansas is playing Mississippi State this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the leading rusher in Arkansas history against Mississippi State? Which Arkansas running back had the most yards ever against Mississippi State? I mean, there's only about 7 or 8 guys you could even guess. I don't think it's that hard a question.
I think you ought to tell him it's not Darren McFadden.
It's fine. It's not Darren McFadden. Now it really became easy.
How about Fred Talley?
Man, I wish it was. I'll tell you what, though. We're going to give away some tickets tomorrow and the next day. And if I have a pair in my pocket and you find me at the Buzz tailgate on Saturday starting at 8 a.m., I might just give you those.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
I will bet you this, Drew. If you go to the game, if you show up in the vicinity of War Memorial Stadium, you'll have a chance to get some.
Okay, I'll do it, man.
Probably for free.
Not as hard as the beginning of the year now.
Yeah, I know seven people who would pay you to go, so I don't think it'll be hard.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hang in there, man. And I hope that we're helping you get through the day a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
And if you feel like you're going crazy, you can always call the show again. Thanks, man.
Hopefully we're not making it worse.
No, I don't know that we are. He's like, oh, God, now I have a pain in my ear. Hey, Razor Randy.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, sir.
You want to guess?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking some love needs to be given to Jordan Lynch out of Northern Illinois.
For Heisman?
I don't even remember him being a Razorback.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think you ought to get a couple of votes. My goodness, that young man's played some really good football.
Yeah.
Just the last 2 years.
Yeah. And well, they let him play in a – wasn't them that – didn't they end up in the BCS game last year?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yes, sir.
What happened, though?
They've had enough.
If things go well, they'll end up there again this year.
Well, if we're going to – you know, to your point of he's had a great 2 years, if we're going to make this a career sort of award to stretch over, you know, two or four years, if we're going to do that, it goes to A.J. McCarron. I mean,
I'm looking at stats.
I didn't see him listed in the top 10 passers, but I guess I'd have to look again.
Look at total yards. With total yards, he rushes a whole lot. Sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
Wally, I said howdy from Northwest Arkansas.
Wally, Razor Randy says howdy from Northwest
Thank
Arkansas.
Thank you, Randy.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can tell him yourself if you like. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, is it Felix Jones?
It's not Felix Jones. Boy, I thought this was going to be so easy, Wally, especially when you gave the hint of the year. Gary.
Who
am I looking for?
Cedric Cobbs?
Nope. Boy. Wally, this question is terribly hard. What a stupid question. Steven.
I tried to talk you out of it.
What's up?
Cedric Cobbs.
Nope, still not Cedric Cobbs. I don't know what he did against them. JK.
Madre.
Nope. I'm glad you didn't win. Hey, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Are you trying to win Razorback tickets, or are you calling to talk about something else? Oh, you're calling to talk about McCarron.
I can call about both. But I mean, here's my guess on the Razorback tickets, but then I got a question for you. My guess is Michael Smith.
Mm-mm. Good one. I like going off the board a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my question for you. If you had $1,000,
yep.
Here's the current odds on Bovada or Bodog for the Heisman: Winston 4-11,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Manziel 5-2, McCarron 13-2, and Bryce Petty 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you putting your money on for a value?
Johnny Manziel.
Me too.
McCarron has no chance to win. If McCarron wins, it'll be the biggest travesty in the history of the Heisman Trophy, to include all you Tennessee fans out there complaining about Manning getting screwed over by Charles
Woodson. Or when D-Mac didn't win it.
I'm telling you, you let him have a great SEC championship game, and he's picking up votes.
No, he's not winning the Heisman Trophy. That's nonsense.
Well, I just think here's the thing is I'm going to sort of agree with Wally.
I'll get an Alabama tattoo. You pick which one off your chest. I'll get one just like yours if he wins the Heisman Trophy this year.
Hold on. Are you saying that now? Is that a true wager, Akron? I'll do this. If you do that, Justin, if you do the tattoo and that's a true wager online on here, then if he doesn't win it, I'm going to win here because I'm going to buy you lunch at Crazy Mike's.
A tattoo versus lunch.
A tattoo versus lunch.
That's not nearly as significant. No. I mean, I need something a little more.
Maybe for you it wouldn't be any big deal, Mike. But
you're the one that offered it out, Justin.
I'm just talking here. To make an actual wager, I need something to be somewhat even.
I don't think he's going to win the Heisman. That's not why I'm calling.
Okay,
I'm just asking if you had a value of $1,000, which one would you do?
I wouldn't waste 30 cents on McCarron.
Here's the thing. Is the only way that McCarron wins is if the stars align in some way and he passes for 300 yards, passes for over 300 against Auburn. They beat Auburn by 28 points. Then they go in this championship game and win that championship game by 28 points.
The only way he wins is if Johnny Manziel and Jameis Winston meet at some place to be named later and wipe out a family of four. That is the only way he's winning. They're going to have to be convicted of some sort of serious crime in the next few weeks for him to have a chance to win the Heisman. He's got no chance.
Johnny Manziel could have a bad game Saturday.
Could.
He won't.
I don't think McCarron's going to win it.
I think it's more likely that Johnny Manziel will throw three touchdowns after having his left foot knocked off of his leg than he'll have a bad game. You know he ain't going to have a bad game against that LSU defense.
I agree, and I think Manziel is showing that. I think Manziel wins it again because I think he's showing that he's become more than just the Sandlot football player he was last year. He's not. He still has that Sandlot quality, but he's become a much better passer.
This is Michael Jordan becoming a jump shooter when he has to. I love what he's done. I think it's amazing, and he's made himself a much better pro prospect because of it.
And we'll see y'all Saturday morning. I got my tickets. I've gone to First Security, and we'll see you Saturday morning. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, between now and then, Steve, you got to come up with something good, and we'll see if we can work on this tat trade.
Another factor is Manziel's going to get hit this Saturday. In Baton Rouge, he's going to get hit. It may not be in bounds, but he's going to hit.
Or by a beer can by some drunk fan, but I don't know.
He's going to have a target on his back.
Yeah, well, you know what? Alabama targeted him 2 years ago, and Alabama targeted him this year, and they ain't hit him yet. Brian.
Was it Holmes?
It is not Brandon Holmes. That's a great guess, too. He had a big game at War Memorial against LSU, like 73 carries or something insane. Remember that game in the rain? Mm-hmm. What an ugly, horrible game until Arkansas won.
He was a mutter.
Awesome. Mutter was a mutter. Chris?
Is it Peyton Hillis?
It's not Peyton Hillis either. Man.
There's only two left.
How quickly we forget. Robert?
Matt Jones.
No. That would have been awesome if that was true. Critter? Dumped. It was just a couple years ago. Tommy.
Niall Davis.
Very good. Niall Davis. 187 yards in 2010. You, my friend, are going to see the Razorbacks courtesy of The Buzz.
Heck yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you there. Come by the First Security Ultimate Tailgate Party on the corner of Markham and Fair Park before you go.
All right. Do I have to get tickets at First Security first?
You're going to get your – yes, you do. Actually, you know what?
No, I'll have it attached to the sheet with your Razorback tickets.
Oh, look at that. He's going to get you tailgate passes too. Matty T, you are so –
that's how we do it here.
You're sweet.
So money.
Christmas Matty came T. early this year, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you Saturday, buddy.
All right.
We got to take a break here in a minute, but Mikey B, give me a little – whet my appetite here, and then we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about something really cool you're going to do here.
All right.
What tell folks what
we got a pretty cool food drive coming up here tomorrow that I really want everyone to get behind. It's going to be at the River Market Pavilion, and after the break, I hope that you guys stick around. I'm going to tell you all about it.
You should be a DJ, Mikey Brown.
Hey,
coming back to the break, I got to.